When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, April 13th. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning, and we are delighted that you are here. We are trying to help you answer some of your big financial questions. If you have something on your mind, if tax season is bringing something up, don't forget you can email us, askjill@jillonmoney.com. That's askjill@jillonmoney.com. Mark, by the way, after we did our recent bunch of recording, I got a note from the IRS, which essentially confirmed what we thought. The IRS officially extended additional tax deadlines to May 17th. What are those? The funding of individual retirement accounts, the funding of health savings accounts, the funding of Archer medical savings accounts, and the funding of Coverdell education savings accounts. So just so you guys know, that's all been moved to the 17th of May. Okay, so you're doing your taxes, you got questions, send us an email. Don't forget to tell us if you would like to come on the air live. If you are shy, you should change your name. And that is what our next listener did, because I made him change his name because his wife is skittish. So Harry from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. There's no way there. I mean, there's probably some guy named Harry in Harrisburg, but Harry in Harrisburg, welcome to the program. How does the name Harry feel as you try it on for yourself?
Oh, it feels great.
Yeah?
It's like a new suit.
Ah, sweet. Okay, Harry from Harrisburg, PA. What's going on? How can we help you out?
Yeah, so I am always struggling with whether I should pay my house off early or take that money, that extra income each month, and actually put it towards investments.
Harry, what is your age?
Yep, I'm 34 and my wife is 32.
Do you both work?
We both work, yes.
How much do you earn?
We're about $185,000 a year.
Kids?
No kids.
Will have or will not have? What do you think?
We're trying to have kids. We're currently going through some fertility treatments.
I am sorry to hear that. You know, I just interviewed a psychologist who said it's so not surprising that the, I don't know if you know this, the birth rate is down very dramatically during COVID. She's like, this is the essence of mating in captivity. Nobody really wants to do that. Right. So anyway, I wish you luck with that. So that's kind of a drag. You make a bunch of money. Are you putting money into your retirement accounts?
Yeah. So as of last year, we started doing 15% of our income. So we max out my 401k. My wife works multiple jobs, so she doesn't get offered a 401k. So we max out a Roth for her.
Oh, good.
And I also max out a Roth.
Oh, that's great. So you have two Roths and you got the 19.5. So that's great. How much money do you have in an emergency reserve?
I have about $60,000 in cash. Mm-hmm. But I keep about $20,000 of that for an emergency.
What's the other 44 at this point?
We spent money on IVF treatment.
Okay.
So that was there, but we've already kind of built back up.
Okay.
My wife's wanted to do things around the house, but until we kind of see what our next steps are here with our treatments, we're kind of sitting on that money until we know what to do.
Smart. How much is your house worth right now?
About 180,000.
Okay. And what is the outstanding mortgage amount and what is the mortgage interest rate?
Yep. So I owe about $58,000 left on the house. Mm-hmm. And it's an interest rate of 4.5%.
Hmm. Interesting. It's a little high, actually. Are you going to stick around in this house or what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we always talk about if this doesn't work out for us and we don't have kids, we're moving to the beach.
Nice.
But, you know, we love our house. It's affordable. It gives us flexibility to travel and do a lot of things. So I could see us staying. We've been here for 10 years. I can see us staying probably for at least another 5 to 10 years.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's all good. And how much money would you say you've socked away between the 401ks and the Roth IRAs?
We have about a little over 300,000.
Great. You're on the right track. So the reason why this is usually a very easy question is that, you know, I like people hanging on to their liquidity. How many years left do you have on your mortgage right now?
Right now I'm paying extra. So if I were to continue down the path, I pay an extra $700 a month or $800 a month. I would have it paid off by 2024. Okay. But if I just stopped, it would be 2030.
Okay. There's two things that come to mind. Number one is this IVF is an unknowable amount of money right now, right? Because
right.
I mean, if things work out and you don't need it anymore, fine, but you are sort of in the smart position here where you really should be keeping extra money in cash. You really should. I don't think you should take any of that 40 grand and spend it till you understand what your next steps are. Let's pretend that your wife becomes pregnant and you don't need that 40 grand. And by the way, I would stop doing the extra 800 a month. I would just stockpile cash because in my experience of friends who've done IVF, like people can spend $80,000, $100,000 out of their cash to do this. So I think that you really want to build up that cash position. And I would stop doing the extra $800 a month with a caveat that I don't think you should be investing. I just think you need to have a big stockpile of money. Okay. Let's say that, you know, again, she gets pregnant, everything's great. In that case, you have an interesting question to answer. And that is, normally, I would say, hey, you know what? I wouldn't pay down my debt because honestly, you know, it's not, I really like having my money, but you've already had liquidity. And 4.5% these days, I'll tell you what, if it's like bugging you a lot, 4.5% is not cheap. It's actually on the more expensive side of mortgages, relatively speaking. It's certainly a lot more than you could get for having a big fat emergency reserve fund. It is odd for me to hear myself say that, but I wouldn't be averse to you saying like, hey, Jill, my wife's pregnant. We have $100,000 in cash. Can I pay my mortgage off? I actually would say, okay. I really would. It's very unlike me. And the reason is simply the cost of the mortgage and there's not a lot left. Okay. And the idea that you'd stick around in this house. But the other side of that is what's probably smarter. And again, this will not make you feel emotionally better, but what is probably smarter is to invest for the next 10 years, probably do better than getting that 4.5% return, have the access to your money. But it really, I kind of feel like it depends on like what's going to emotionally drive you crazy. If it's just going to feel better to get rid of that mortgage once you have kid, once things are rocking and rolling, I'm okay with it. I really am. I think if it were a 3% mortgage, I'd feel differently. But a 4.5% mortgage, I don't know. Like I could be okay with that being done by 2024, even, you know, in the next couple of years, if you want to put a chunk down. But it does totally depend on number one, how much you need to spend on that IVF. Number two, you know, whether your wife's going to be able to work as much after she has a kid. Maybe you don't want to put the money down on that mortgage because you want to have more money in cash because her cash flow is going to drop down because she's going to be staying home with the kid. I don't know. But what I do know is having access to your money in the next year or so is vitally important for you guys. Now, the only other thing that I can tell you is that when you are investing, just give me a little peek into how you are investing. Are you putting this on autopilot? Do you have index funds? Like, what are you using right now?
Yeah, so I actually use a financial advisor to do my IRA and my two Roths.
How much you pay them?
1%.
I don't love that.
That's kind of sometimes what I think too.
because he's my cousin and we'll never have a good Easter ever again. For just money management, it's just not worth it. How much money is in the IRA and the two Roths?
A little over $200,000.
I mean, for $200,000, I know it's not a ton of money, but like, come on, you can do this. It's, first of all, you could do a Betterment. You could do a Vanguard Personal Service Advisor. You could do Schwab Intelligent Portfolio, any of these places. And instead of 1%, it'll be a quarter or 0.3%. You could even get a little bit of investment advice. Or alternatively, you could just move the whole thing and move it into index funds and pick, you know, frankly, 3-4 index funds. Get the allocation. You can call us back and like, we can do an allocation for you right now. We could say, you know, hey, you're young and you can tolerate risk. And so maybe we should have 70% in stocks and 30% in some less risky stuff. And of the stocks, we might want, you know, 50% in US and 20% in international. And in the US, you have maybe 40%, you know, most of the money in large stock and one small cap index, a stock index, and then a bond index, and you're done. Woo, we just did it. Four funds. I mean, really, it's as easy as that.
So
and in
easy.
Fact, we just saved you like all that money. That 1% will flow right to your bottom line.
I like that.
Harry in Harrisburg. Are you satisfied?
I'm super satisfied. Wow,
yes.
Love you guys. I love the show. Started listening during COVID and recommended by a friend who actually is good. He mentioned that he thought you were going to answer the payoff the mortgage a little bit differently. So I'll get to poke fun at him.
Yeah,
that a little bit.
Well, you know, it is. That's why I like having a call, because honestly, if I read this email that you sent us, I might have answered it slightly differently. You have a line at the end, is that we're proceeding with IVF treatment, but hearing you talk about it and talking it through with you, hearing the interest rate, all those things, that's what makes the advice slightly different. And so don't tease him too much. He's right. I would say 9 times out of 10, he would be right the way I would answer it. Go forth. Good luck with the IVF. Be nice to your wife, because I hear that just whacks you out. So Be careful, be nice, all those good things. So if you've got a question like Harry from Harrisburg, I'm going to just make up names for everybody who gets, we're a little squeamish. Why don't you send us an email? Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. If you're on our website, that website, jillonmoney.com, just hit the contact button. Tell us if you are willing to come on the air. Don't you hear that? Like, it's so much better. And you'll get more nuanced investment advice and financial advice, right? Don't forget to subscribe to us if you're listening to this on the web. So subscribe. You won't miss an episode. And as always, we want to remind you to wash your hands, to wear your masks, to maintain your physical distancing, and please lift someone up today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.